Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. May I start by getting your first and last name to locate the account?
Genevieve Curreri, C-U-R-R-E-R-I.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, there we go. I have you here. And for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
152-72 Melbourne Avenue. I'd like you to double check and see if it has the correct apartment number, which is 5J as in John.
Okay, let me see here. Yes, ma'am, I do have apartment number 5J.
Flushing, New York, 11367.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I received an order, and I believe when I placed the order, I was buying two of the probiotics, not one.
Okay, let me pull up the order here. We have the Omax B Complex Advanced, the Omax Curcumin Q10, CoQ10, and then we have the $10 off the Omax Triple Action Probiotic. But I do only have one of those, and I do believe that would have – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Continue.
I was going to say I do believe there may have been – the reason for that is because that is a discount there. I don't think you can have more than one of those in an order whenever you, when you have the discount.
Well, they did – I think there was like another come on after you buy it saying, well, you could buy this many at this price. Am I correct? Like if you want the bigger discount. I don't know if I'm thinking of a different site.
$10 off. I'm looking at the actual order there. It looks like it's just the $10 off for the probiotic, but it doesn't give me any more there. So did you select two, or you said three, wasn't it? Or was it two?
Two, yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
It's a little hard to do this over the phone, though.
Placing the orders?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. The thing is there with the site, they run different promotions and different ads and stuff that we do. So if they are running any sales or anything like that, they're always different than what we're having or what we're offering.
So you can't confirm if there was another option to get a second product?
I couldn't, no, ma'am. I wouldn't be able to see any type of the discounts like that. I do see that you did have one on the order, but I wouldn't be able to see if it was allowable for two or not for that promotion because we don't have that.
What's the price to get another one?
Let's see if I can just add this.
What's your name, by the way?
My name is Chase.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, it's loading up for me now. Let's see. Let's just find the right product. Probiotic. So now we have the option there. If you do the probiotic on a subscription status, which would be once every 30 days, you could get it at $19.95, which would be the same as the online offer there. Mm-hmm. But for just a one-time shipment of the probiotic, the actual retail price for that one is $39.95.
Okay, and you call that kind of shipping? What did you call that?
I'm sorry. I was saying it's a one-time shipment.
Oh, one time. Yeah, but what did you call it? A subscription, right?
Mm-hmm. The subscription, yes, ma'am.
All right. There's another issue. Okay, let me just write this down. Okay, so the other issue is I changed my mind about the other two items that were in the order. And they're unopened, and I'd like to return them.
Okay, so during the coronavirus here, we haven't been accepting any returns. That's still in effect as of now. As far as I know, we haven't got any word that we can accept the returns again for those.
They're unopened.
If I understand, we just can't, or the warehouse is closed down for any returns for
yeah,
any
but
products.
That's not what it says under your terms and conditions. When
Right,
I bought
I
it, I looked at your return policy.
right, yes, ma'am. We do have a return policy, but because of the coronavirus, which is, you know, an unexpected event there.
That's not posted.
Yes, ma'am. That is the policy now. We
well,
have to abide
by.
Well,
what if I just reject the whole shipment and send it back?
I mean, like I said, we don't have a return policy. I mean, it's...
You do, online. You do have a return policy.
Not during the coronavirus.
Yeah, but the virus is over. It peaked 2 months ago. And the death rate was less than 2%, 0.2%. Once they adjusted for the falsifications they made. Most of the country is not in lockdown anymore.
Sam, like I said, I don't make the rules. I just have to follow them. We
well,
can't take any returns from any customers.
The whole box? What if I just reject the whole box and send it back as a rejected delivery?
I mean, then I guess the products would just go where they came from. But like I said, we don't have a way to accept those returns.
I want a credit. Because it says that I have 30 days to return it. There's no qualification posted.
Okay, so were you wanting to cancel two of the products on that order?
Yeah, not the probiotic.
Okay, let me see if I can find this here.
And if you like, you could sign me up for the first month of a subscription. On the probiotic with the credit from those items.
Okay, let me see here.
Actually, what I'd like to do, if you can credit those two items, I'd like to just do the 1 month of the probiotics I have first and then enroll in the prescription after I've tried it.
Okay. We can do that.
So I'll call in a month to enroll. I just want to make sure I try it first. I'm not expecting a problem with it, though.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I understand the concern there with that. Okay, so let's see. Let's just place this for that. Get back in here. And for the refund for the other two charges there, for the other two products there, there's not a way for me to take that and apply it to a new order. That just goes as a refund back to your card. Usually within the next 3 to 5 business days, you'll see that back into your account.
All right. So once I've tried the probiotic for a couple of weeks, I'll reorder it.
Okay.
I'll try it on a subscription after I've tried it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
but
that's
fine.
I'm
not expecting a problem, and I do appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. No
and
problem.
If you do want me to send the products back unopened, I will.
Right. No, ma'am. Like I said, we just can't accept those right now. We ask any customers that do have those, you know, if they do show up there to destroy the products.
Okay. You know what? What they've done to this economy is a real shame. And what they're doing to customer service is a shame. What they're doing to people's jobs and what they're doing to people's health with this lockdown is a real shame, because this virus was nothing more than a common cold And the people who are dying are a specific small group who had too many vaccines, because the medical profession targets the elderly for vaccines, and they have too much faith in their doctors because they grew up in an era when doctors could be trusted. All
right, yes, ma'am. I understand
they're
that.
They're having issues because they've had too many vaccines. Then they get to the hospital, and the doctors kill them with the ventilators. And the ventilators are 5G wireless radiation that cause a blood disorder called high altitude sickness. So they're dying from oxygen deprivation because 5G breaks down the hemoglobin. And then they get these granules of iron migrating into their lungs, and the doctors don't understand why they can't figure it out. Anything the drug companies haven't told them, they can't figure it out. So they're the ones killing the elderly people. It's the vaccines and the ventilators. And for that, the whole country is at a standstill because they want to bring in paperless money and fail the economy and have global corporations take over small businesses. And this is no longer a democracy. So
yes, ma'am.
I feel sorry for myself and for your company.
Yes, ma'am.
But this is not what it appears to be. And the only way to stop it is the return of Jesus, because the Bible says the entire inhabited earth is ruled by Satan through government. And I think people are starting to realize that.
Yes, ma'am. I agree.
Anyway, if you want to know about prophecies of the last days, go to JW.org. There's a little book, and it's free, and they'll even mail it to you. Hard copy for free if you email them. But it's online. It's called What Does the Bible Teach Us? And it has a chapter on prophecies of the last days. Mm-hmm. And it's got a little chapter on spirit creatures, good and bad. What can they really do to us and for us?
Okay.
How much control do we give up to them? That's JW.org, and the book is What Does the Bible Teach Us?
Okay. Thank you for that. I'll check that out there.
It's a little easy reader, and it leads you back to the Bible for the answers to certain important questions it raises.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling GoMax Health. Hope you have a great day.
Oh, and if you want to do Bible study, you sign up online. If you like what you read, they'll go through the book with you and look up the scriptures with you once the lockdown's over.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling GoMax Health. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.